Good, sis. Thank you. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. This book is up to date, brethren. It says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, I've got a Scofield reference Bible here, and I've got Dr. Ruppman's Bible here, and they both agree that this was written around AD 54. And, you know, Jesus Christ was crucified around AD 30. He was born around BC 4, and he died AD 30. So you got 20-some years after Paul's writing this to Thessalonians. And he says, Paul, Silvanus, and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians and God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, for it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. It's a blessing to see people's faith get stronger. I mean, he says, your faith is growing exceedingly. And to the Thessalonians, he said, and you know, you read over in your book of Acts where it says the Bereans were more, look into Acts chapter, what is that verse? About the Bereans and the Thessalonians. They were more noble. Here it is. Acts chapter 17. And look at verse 10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea. And it says, who coming hither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those of Thessalonica. And so he says, in that they received the word of God with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. And you got what you got going on in Greece, you got Rome and all this stuff going on. But Paul's writing back, go back to Thessalonians, and he says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, and as it is meet, because of your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all towards each other aboundeth, and so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecution and tribulation that ye endure. And it says, man, they're thanking God for what they're going through, what the church has been through, what the people are going through. He says, verse 4 says, for we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecution and tribulation that ye endure. What we're going through in America is nothing. We're not going through, I mean, we're going through a pandemic, but we got groceries and we got stocks of groceries, we got stocks of toilet paper, we got stocks of everything. And I mean, you go down there, people are, you know, wanting to get a hold of this, getting a hold of that. But man, we still live in the greatest country in the world, and we still got all the many blessings and all the things that we need. And we can still even go out to eat and get it and sit in the car and eat it. I mean, we got so much, brother. We're so unthankful, ungrateful as what we got. And God forgive us for being the way we are. And these people are going through persecution and a lot of times starvation and not knowing where their next meal going to come from. And man, they just thank God. They were just thanking the Lord and giving God praise. And that's what we ought to be doing. And instead of sitting around, you know, all, you know, fretting over this and fretting. The Bible tells you, fret not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. People are sitting around fretting and worrying about, I mean, if you get the coronavirus, you're going to get it. You say, well, I can prevent it. I can keep from being, but got to be washing your hands, got to be careful. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with taking care of those things that you know you can take care of. But there might be one thing that you overlook. If God allows you to have it, then he'll allow you to have it. If not, you know, if God doesn't want you to have it, you ain't gonna have it. And I'm not a Calvinist. I'm not that way. I'm just saying you need to be wise in what you're doing. You need to be careful who you're around and all that stuff. You notice people in New York is doubling every day, seems like, because they're so combined together, so many people together, people are touching stuff and all that. And we don't want our kids to get it. We don't want the little ones to get it. We don't want teenagers to get it. We don't want nobody to get it. I want nobody in my family to get it. And I don't want to get it. But man, this is the thing we're going through in this generation. But my Lord, can you imagine what they were going through in Paul's day? I mean, when all the world was run by Rome and controlled by Rome, Christians were being persecuted and killed, taken up and taken and put in arenas and lions and being tearing them to pieces and all that stuff. I mean, they were going through, you talking about going through some things, tribulation and persecution. They were going through it. They were really going through it. And we're not going through anything compared to that. We've been blessed even now. I want to see the country open back up. I know Donald Trump was saying he'd like to have it back open by, Easter Sunday. That's a good thought. Good thing. Well, he said that he hoped all the churches would be filled up. That'd be a blessing. Be a blessing to see people get saved. But what if it doesn't? What if it doesn't happen? We're just going to keep on serving the Lord, keep on honoring him. It says, verse 5, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God. I mean, can you imagine you get to heaven, never been through anything, never thanked God for anything, or never suffered anything in this life, and got to heaven with people, and most of our heritage is Christians that suffered and died for their faith? I mean, we get to heaven, standing in, can you imagine standing in heaven, and you're standing up there, and the Lord says, and shows your life in front of everybody, what you went through, and the 21st century, 20th and 21st century. And you say, yeah, I really went through it, Lord. I lost my job because they persecuted me. And you see some other Christians come up and look at you and what they went through, how they suffered. They watched their children suffer. They watched their children being ate by lions and all kinds of stuff because the name of Jesus Christ, they weren't going to deny him. We got Christians that deny Jesus Christ in a heartbeat.
That's right.
At the job, somebody says, oh, you're a Christian? No, not me.
Yeah.
You know, not me. You one of them holy rollers? I was talking about the do-gooders the other night. I want to be a do-gooder. I didn't like that phrase, but man, the Bible says do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. I don't mind being a do-gooder, amen? Somebody said, you're a do-gooder? I'm trying. I'm really, really trying. It says, which is manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffered. And these people suffered for the name of Jesus Christ. When you read Fox's Book of Martyrs and read about all that the Christians went through, I told you about Simon Peter. Simon Peter said they went to crucify him. This is tradition. Has it that Simon Peter said, you're not going to crucify me right side up. You're going to crucify me upside down because my Savior was crucified right side up. And we sing that song, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. And the Bible says, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And not saying that you hate people out in the world, you want to see people saved, but when this world gets control of you and all you can think about of the things of this world, that's all that matters, is what you can gain in this world and how much you can get in this world. If that's all that matters to you, you're backslid as a Christian. You're backslid. If you're not thinking about people getting saved and wanting to see people come to know Jesus Christ, and through this whole epidemic and pandemic or whatever it is, and you want to see people get closer to God and read their Bibles and pray, I mean, you're backslid. You're backslid. Because why? The Lord allows this stuff. You say they don't have a cure for it. They still don't have a cure for a lot of things. They don't have a cure for a lot of things. They can't even cure the common cold. But they don't have a cure for a lot of things. But can you imagine, man? If that's all that's in this world that you long for, there's more to this Christian life than just what you can get out of life. Yeah. There's more to it. It says, which you also suffered, seeing is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. God said, he said, God take care. You know, the Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. God said, somebody troubling you, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. You say, what about these Christians? They went home in glory. They went home in shouting and praising God. And they didn't go home in defeat. I don't want to go home to heaven in defeat. I want to go home into heaven with my boots on, like the old preacher used to say. I want to die with my boots on. I want to go home to heaven and seeing some people come get to know Jesus Christ as a result of my life. He says, to you who are troubled, rest with us. Rest. You got trouble going on? Just trust the Lord. You know, rest with us. He says, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. You know what we sing? We sing that song, I'm on the winning side. And when you read your Bible, you read the end of the thing, you find out who wins. We know who wins. We know the Lord's coming back. I mean, you know, the Bible says he's going to come back with his mighty angel. Not only that, he's going to come back with his saints. Take your Bible, look in Revelation chapter 19. He's coming back with the saints of God and you that are saved. After the marriage supper of the Lamb, he's coming back. He's going to say, mount up. And you say, is there horses in heaven? There sure is. Miss Carol used to get upset when I told her, I said, Miss Heaven, Miss Carol, there ain't no cats and dogs in heaven. And the Bible says without her dogs. And she'd get upset, you know. And she was a real Ellie Mae. She really loved animals. And I used to tease her about it. But I love animals too. But you say, is there animals? There's white horses, man. And the Bible says after this, verse 19, after these things, Revelation chapter 19, verse 1, after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judgments. So this pandemic, I'd say God is righteous in what he does. People say, well, how come God allowed this? Why did God allow this? He's righteous in whatever he does. He has a reason. He has a reason behind it. And to get a hold of people's hearts, there's a reason. God, the Bible says, God shall not the God of all the earth, do right. God's going to do right. And he's going to judge righteously. And he always has. You know, we might judge unrighteously. We might have a prejudice of some sort when we make a judgment, but God doesn't. He does. He judges righteously. And look what the Bible says. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore. Who's the great whore? We know what the great whore is. It's in Revelation 17, 18, it's the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church. And the Lord says he's going to take care of that great whore. And the Bible says, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants. Came out of the throne. Praise our God, pray all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of great multitude, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And let us be glad, rejoice, and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, Write, this is John the Beloved, Write, blessed are they that are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. If you're not saved, you're not called. If you're not saved. If you're saved, then you're part of the bride. You're part of the bride of Christ. And you have the guest at the wedding of Matthew chapter 25. And those guests come. Now, the Baptist briders will try to tell you that if you're not a Baptist and baptized by a Baptist preacher, then you're just the guest. That's all you are. You're not in the bride. They believe only the bride is only the Baptist. That's a lie. That's a barefaced lie. It says, he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus, worship God, and the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. This book is prophecy. And I saw heaven open, look at this, and behold a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doeth judge and make war. The Lord's coming back, and he's going to take care of it. I've had people call me up and say, you think this is the Lord, the rapture? You think the rapture is getting ready to happen? I said, I don't know. It could. It could happen. The rapture could take place. But, I'm not going to say it ain't, but I said, you know, a lot of times when any little thing happens in the world, everybody says, rapture, rapture, rapture. What if it ain't? What if the Lord designed the church to go through some suffering? Amen. What if the Lord designed that? I'm talking about saved people. What if he designed that? Because he said, shall I find faith on the earth? What if he designed that? Are you willing to go through it? You see how quick people were to, I've had people call me up and say, you see how quick people were to, you know, do stuff the way they did it? He said, you know what? If they were pushed to the point that you have to take this mark to be able to buy or sell to get at Walmart, or this little chip put in your hand, What would you do? He said, well, my kids are going to starve to death. What would you do? I know we're not going to go through the tribulation period, but what if it was a start? What would you do? I'd say, I ain't taking no chip. Amen. I ain't going to get no mark. Amen. No way. I'd break into Walmart at night and get it. Get my toilet paper. Yeah. Got to get my toilet paper. You know, we're good on toilet paper now. Thank God. Hallelujah. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doeth judge and make war. The Lord is a man of war. Now go back to Thessalonians. Go back over here where we're just at, 2 Thessalonians. And what we're just reading, 2 Thessalonians, look at this. He says, verse 7, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. And we know the Lord's going to come back with his angels. He said, mount up. But he said, what's going to take place first? The rapture of the church. He said, I'm going to come like a thief in the night. He's going to come and take his church out of here. Those that are saved, boom, gone. Be gone. And then this tribulation starts right there. Tribulation. That's 7 years. And right in them 7 years, Jehovah's Witnesses will have it right. They'll have to endure to the end. They'll finally have it right. They finally will. You know, believe on Jesus and endure to the end. Right now, they got it wrong. Amen. Right now, they say, you know, when Russell started Jehovah's Witnesses in 18-something, he didn't want to believe the Bible about hell. They didn't want to believe there was a literal burning hell. They didn't want to believe that. And so he wanted to, you know, he'd go around and tell people, that's not really hell. I said, he fits in with the Mormons and Catholics and so on, because the Catholics in 1500s, they made a purgatory so they can make money for the church. Right. So Doc used to say, every time a man's trying to do away with hell, he's trying to air condition hell because he's getting ready to move in. So the tribulation starts. But look at the next verse. He said, when is this? And flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God. That's where we just read, Revelation chapter 19. Revelation 19 says, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of his power. So when he shall come to be glorified in his saints. Go back to Revelation 19 again. Look at that. There's all kinds of verses that Revelation, man, that you go through Revelation 6 and you'll see it. In 19, look what verse 11 says. Down verse 12, his eyes were as a flame of fire. It says, flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. They get Superman. They made this Superman with laser eyes. You know, he could burn up things with his eyes. His eyes were as a flame of fire. They got that from the Bible. And on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him. So there's more than one army in heaven. There's the army, Old Testament saints. You know, I imagine David's probably got his own mighty men following with him and going following Jesus Christ. And there's armies, Old Testament saints, New Testament saints, you know. And Michael, the archangel, has got a third of the angels, and that's an army. That's an army. And it says, the armies which were in heaven, that's when I say, I know I've read the end of the book, we're on the winning side. Amen. The Lord's on the winning side. We're on his side, you're on the right side. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses clothed fine linen, white and clean, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword, a sharp sword, that which it should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron and tread the winepress of the fierce of the wrath of Almighty God. You know, you read over in Isaiah, it says the government will be upon his shoulder, and it says that he's going to rule, you know, rule and reign in Isaiah chapter 9. Go to Isaiah. Go over there, Isaiah. Look at that. I mean, he's going to come back, brother. He's coming back, and he's going to take what's rightfully his. And you know, all these dictators that came along in history, and there's going to be another dictator that's coming along in history, and he thinks he's going to have the world, which he'll get it for a little bit. But look at Isaiah 9. It says, and it's 2,000 years between verse 6 and 7. Look at this. 2,000 years. It says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And it says, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment, with justice, from henceforth even forever. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So between, in verse 6, you have, on us a child is born, on us a son is given. And then in the semicolon there, and then it says, the government shall be upon his shoulder. That's 2,000 years in there, right there. The government's going to be on his shoulder. He's going to judge righteously. Wow, what a God. Coming back. And he's coming back in this verse talking about taking vengeance on them that know not God. The rapture is going to take place first. And Lord's going to make go out, and it's going to be 7 years tribulation. And that's where people get mixed up. They get things mixed up in their Bible. It says in verse, back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And talking about the gospel, there's different gospels. There's the gospel of the grace of God, which we have now. There's going to be the everlasting gospel. And then it's going to be the gospel of the kingdom preached in the tribulation period. The kingdom's coming. The kingdom's coming. Those 144,000, they're going to preach the gospel of the kingdom. That's when Jehovah's Witnesses have it right. And they'll be talking, but they still don't believe in hell. It's going to be, and people say, oh, this is hell. This hell on earth is really going to turn into hell on earth. It really is. At that last 3.5 years of that tribulation. And look at verse 10. And we shall come to glorify, he shall come to be glorified in his saints, to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Paul's talking to the Thessalonians. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of his calling. You know, you say, well, Calvinism? No. The Lord's always calling people. He's always saying, come on to me, all that labor and heavy laden. People don't come. But those that are saved, you have a calling. It's a calling on your life. Your calling is to present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God, which is only reasonable. It's only reasonable. You're bought and paid for. Who was it? Somebody was telling me this week, they said, they heard Jack Hiles preach. They said, heard him preach, he said, your eyes don't belong to you. Your hands don't belong to you. Your mouth doesn't belong to you. Your body doesn't belong to you. So what do you got? What are you doing running it? He's supposed to. What are you doing touching those things? You ain't supposed to. It's his. It's the eyes, that what you doing looking at that? They're his eyes. He said it got him under conviction. It says, worthy of his calling, of this calling, fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. You want to know the will of God for you? That God's name, the Lord Jesus Christ, will be glorified in you. And ye in him, according to, so we're one in him. His name be glorified in you, and you be glorified in him. It said that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We'll stop right there. Lord, thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. God, help us to do like this book says, that we might be glorified in you and you could be glorified in us. I pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord, that are watching by TV tonight. Help them, Lord God, be glorified in you and God and they and you in them. and all of us, Lord, that we might be together, be glorified in you. And for your glory and honor, I pray for Faith Baptist Church and churches like it all over this country tonight. I pray, God, help them, strengthen them, the pastors, brother, all those pastors that are sick, I pray help them, strengthen them, Lord. And I pray, God, you just, Lord, through this pandemic, Lord, I pray you bring the church out, Lord, on top for your glory and honor. Save that soul in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Brother Ken, you want to?